Robin Hood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
I'm Tony Tucker of Berkshire Style. Last week, the world was astounded by the release of images of Sir Ernest Shackleton's ship Endurance, which rests on the ocean floor off the coast of Antarctica. The rediscovery of the three-masted ship fits in nicely with the Berkshire Museum's current interactive exhibition. It is Voyage to the Deep, based on French author Jules Verne's 1870 classic 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. We have more of the story. We hope you're staying safe and happy. We have some suggestions for you this week, both live and virtual. The Ecology of Segregation, a Fractured American Landscape. This is virtual. While segregation by race, class, immigration status, and more is a nearly ubiquitous feature of the American landscape, it has rarely been considered as a factor that shapes how people experience the natural and built environment and its direct impacts to the health and safety of marginalized communities. Join Cary Institute President Dr. Joshua Ginsberg for a scientific conversation on the ecology of segregation in the U.S. and how ecologists, urban planners, and landscape architects can use this research to improve urban justice now and in the future. He and an expert panel will spotlight projects that are working to restore nature, improve urban infrastructure, and achieve environmental justice, and discuss the lasting legacies of redlining and the connections between segregation, exposure to environment, pollution, and disasters. Boondocks Film Society, Diva Performance. This is in person. The Boondocks Film Society returns to the Warner Theater to present one of the most stylish and sublime films of Jean-Jacques Bonnot's stunning debut film, Diva. The film is centered around an American soprano and a young Parisian bike messenger who becomes entranced with her voice. What follows is a serpentine tale of bootleg tapes, stolen dresses, scandal, spies, scooters, and sexual tension, tinged with luminescent neon and the rich color palette of Paris in the 80s. Preceding the film will be a happy hour featuring themed craft cocktails, light fare, and a film-inspired performance by soprano Lisa Williamson at the Warner Theater in Torrington. The orchestra now, Mozart and Schumann's Spring Symphony. This is in person. Andre Riva makes his Hudson Hole debut conducting as the orchestra now returns for another spring concert. TON brings audiences together with the next generation of classical musicians performing at prestigious venues like Carnegie Hall, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and Lincoln Center. The program will include Mozart's Sinfonia Concertina for Four Winds, Robert Schumann's Spring Symphony, and Erno Domini's Concertina for Harp and Chamber Orchestra at Hudson Hall in Hudson. Bound by Creativity, How Contemporary Art is Created and Judged. This is virtual. Joins sociologist and UC Santa Barbara professor Hannah Wall as she discusses her book, Bound by Creativity, How Contemporary Art is Created and Judged. Drawing on more than 100 interviews and 2 years of ethnographic research in the New York contemporary art market, Wall transports readers into the art world, uncovering how artists' understand of their works are shaped through interactions in studio visits, galleries, international art fairs, and collectors' homes. She believes that ultimately, judgment is essential to the creative process, both in the creation of original works and also limiting the artist to break new ground. Painting the Romantic Landscape, Claude Lorraine to the Hudson River School. This is virtual. Painter and art historian John McGiff will lead this exploration into the evolution of romantic ideas in art. When formal Baroque gardens were being built in the 17th century Europe to express the rational order and mathematical clarity of the Age of Reason. The fine arts began to look at nature differently. This led to the ideological revolution that is Romanticism. From Claude Lorrain's carefully framed and idealized pastoral views to Frederick Church's emotionally charged landscape visions, and now to more contemporary site-specific works by James Turrell, one of which is currently at Mass MoCA, the arts have taught us to see, appreciate, and feel nature in new ways. Check out our website for contact information. You can learn more about these events by clicking on This Week on the homepage of Berkshire Style. Our events page is up to date, so do check it out. Our favorite thing, this Sunday is National Laugh Day. Just think of the weight of millions of smiling faces creating a cosmic force in this weary world. It might be akin to the butterfly effect, which argues that the beating of an insect's wings on one side of the world can ultimately affect the weather on the other side. Sunday, let's all smile so hard we look like Cheshire the Cat. Maybe the effect will spread around the world. Out on a limb, unseen and unknown. But, to paraphrase the Bible, when Sasha was a kitten, she acted like a kitten. And when she became a cat, she put away kittenish things. Except one game that involved a pen and a bathroom door. Catherine recounts the fun and the philosophical message therein. Berkshire Kitchen. Jane is back with a nod to St. Patrick's Day. She shares a recipe for Irish Farris, a flatbread that is formed into a thick round, then cut into quarters. This is a delicious potato pancake-like delight made with only three ingredients. Country Homes, a Shaker farmhouse. Circa 1790-1800 colonial federal-style farmhouse is located on a whisper-quiet and unpaved scenic country road. The three-story clapboard house sits on a level 23-acre property that includes a 19th-century former smokehouse and an historical English U-shaped barn that frames a central courtyard. Inner elegance. Spring is in the air. It's a new dawn and a new day, a time for cleaning up and clearing out. And I'm not just talking about closets. I'm talking about life. After two pandemic years and a long cold winter here in the Berkshires, it's the perfect time to take stock of our lives. Where are we? Where are we going? How will we get there? And most crucially, with whom? Carolyn explores. Our site is up live and lively online and on your phone waiting for your visit. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. If you stay home, please spend some time on our website. Have an amazing week and perhaps visit a museum or practice your smile.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.